just talked about the Chiefs, you think, are far and away the best. They're like plus 58 points off of turnovers. I mean, so is it even more important this week to avoid those, I guess?
Definitely. Their team has had a lot of success of getting points off of the turnovers. Their defense has done a nice job of setting their offense up, giving them a short field, and the offense has capitalized on it. So we got to do a good job of protecting the football on every snap.
What about Derek Johnson? You know, he's one of those guys, they consider him an underachiever, first-round pick, except he was a Bronco killer for all these years, even before you got here. Now, he's killing everybody.
Well, you know, I think that's with experience with everybody else. It's the same like everybody else. You know, if you play for a while, a couple of years, you learn the tricks of the trade, and he's done a great job, and he's a playmaker.
Yeah. But what type of skills does he have?
Well, he's very athletic. He covers a lot of ground. He does a nice job playing the run, and he really fits their scheme the way they have him playing.
How about it's a young defense that's coming on, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Romeo does a great job with them. They're very fundamentally sound. They do a good job of executing the package that he's calling. They don't do a whole lot, and they do their job well every play. And they're very disciplined on how they're going to play the game, and they don't give up a lot of big plays. They keep the ball in front of them a lot and don't give up a lot of big runs, and they're just very detailed in what they're doing.
For this week, you have the offensive line that for a lot of the summer we thought was going to be your offensive line. You kind of excited about that as you go into the second half?
Well, definitely, you know, but we're doing whatever we think is best for the football team. You know, certain things have happened throughout the first 8 weeks of the season that you have to deal with, but no one's ever going to feel sorry for you with an injury here and there or a change up front. But each week we go into the plan thinking, okay, who are the best five guys to play with? And this is a good group that we have this week, and we're looking to have a good game with those five guys up front.
Before the injuries hit, is this kind of the offensive line that you guys had envisioned before the season started?
I think you could say that. You know, when we came back, you know, after the draft and everything last year, when you pencil certain guys in where you think a projection may be, but things happen during the offseason, during the year, during training camp, things like that happen. So each week we go into the game plan and it's thinking, okay, who are the best five guys, or who are the best 11, really, on every football play we have, and that's how we approach it.